Well, I want to make sure we get started. We'd like to work for the lead tonight. That's something in the first period. We'd like to get up and get started and maybe get the lead on them. And we also, at the same time, we want to be patient and make sure that we execute.
In your view, why is it that Alex Ovechkin is producing at the same rate that he did a couple of years ago? Have you seen anything in the way that he plays and the team is using?
I'm just worried about my team. I'm worried about him when he has the puck.
Philip Kubek, any progress report on him?
The update is we put him on the IR today. He's got a left shoulder injury. It's take about three to 4 weeks.
He doesn't need surgery, though?
No. Just he's going to rehab.
Paul, how close is your team to playing the style of game
you
like to play?
We're getting there. We're getting there. I think that our consistency in our game is getting better all the time. The speed of our game and the execution part of our game is, I think, would make us faster if we did that better. I think the skating part of it, we've got down pretty good. We skate real well as a team, but what slows us down a lot of time is our execution. And if we could execute better, we would add a couple miles per hour to the way that we play. So that's still a work in progress.
Jared Callen says he plays better when he gets more minutes. Do you see that in him?
Don't they all say that? Yeah,
no.
I used to say that too.
I suppose.
I think, well,
but he is getting more minutes. A lot of them want more minutes than that.
Yeah. Well, for the most part, he's earned the minutes. I mean, the injury to Philip maybe has opened the door a little bit, but if he didn't play well enough, we wouldn't just keep throwing him out on the ice just so that he can play the minutes. You have to actually play well when you're out there. And I think the reason why he's getting his minutes are up is because he's playing well. And that's why he's getting the more minutes. If he doesn't play well, he's not going to get the minutes.
Is it confidence that makes him better than he...
Well, he's a good player, so I guess if to be good, you have to have confidence, and he's been probably our most consistent rookie that we've had on the team this year as far as his level of play and being consistent every night, and I think that's reflected in the confidence that we have him as a coaching staff, and I guess that relates to him as a player.
Have you figured out how Matt's going to come back into the lineup when he comes back in tomorrow?
We haven't sorted that finally out, no.
Is he joining you in?
He's supposed to join us in New Jersey, yes. He's not going to play in New Jersey. It would be a back-to-back game for him. And we'll start to consider for Saturday. But today is only, is it Wednesday? So it's a little early. Not yet.
What about this Capitals team? Just the one win under Dale Hunter, but obviously a lot of talent there.
Oh, they're a real good team. They've beaten us twice, so even though the games have been good in there, we have to find a way to be one better than them tonight. And they still have Alexander Ovechkin, and I'm not sure if Semin's playing tonight, but he's a good player. Backstrom plays real well. Their goalies have played well against us, so they're a big concern for us because we're playing them tonight, and we have to find a way to be just a little bit better than we have been in the last two times.
And
have there been any defensive changes that you've seen changing from Bruce Boudreau to Dale Hunter? Anything that you've seen? You've seen them under both coaches in two games.
Well, I think they trap more under Dale Hunter than they did under Boudreau. That's the only thing I've noticed.
And a thought on the Condra, Dogman, Smith line. I mean, obviously, you've got a lot of confidence in the way they're playing right now.
I did, but now that they're team media stars, I'm a little concerned about them going into the game tonight, to be honest with you. But they've been real good players for us.
Any theories on why your team has struggled in the second period of
hockey? We don't get on and off the ice very well. So we extend our shifts get extended because we don't, for the most part, we don't get off the ice at the right time, and we ended up playing too much in our end, and that ends up being bad. Bad things happen when you play too much in your own end.
Do you want Carlson out there for a full 2 minutes on the power play sometime, or is that just the way it happened?
I know we don't. We like Carl to be out there as much as he can be, and Sergei to be out there as much as he can be.
Be patient and be smart in the
room. You like how you fought against
Tampa? For sure. I mean, we knew, especially when they get up 2-1, that it's going to be a struggle. But, you know, on my goal especially, you see quick ups. You know, don't let them set up. Give them time to set up in the trap so you can get the possession in their end. And that's very important.
Ovechkin's not putting up the numbers. Is he still as dangerous as he was?
Of course, yes. You know, his shot is not any different than it was last year and the year before, and when the whole team's struggling, he doesn't get as many chances there. If you're behind in games, you know, teams play pretty solid neutral zone and clog up, and you know, everybody knows what kind of threat he is, so they try to give him even less time.
How much confidence does the team get from a third period comeback like this?
Well, it's always good. I think we've got a good feeling where we can always, you know, come back and make it interesting, and we got good energy in the locker room. So I think we feed off that, and it helps. You know, when we've done that a few times, it helps in the next situation. So you know, preferably we'd like to be up going into the third, but if not, we know we can come back.
How much do you focus on trying to get off to better starts and not having to
play? Well, first period's been pretty good for us. It's more the second lately that's, you know, we kind of let the other team dictate a little bit more than we like. And we definitely feel, you know, make more of the opportunities we have early on, get up one or two goals and force the other team to go on the offense.
You had some real good jump in the latter stages of the last game. How are you feeling about your move?
It's okay. I think it's been getting better last week here since we came back from the Western Road Trip. We had a week of practice, and you know, I feel like I'm starting to get my legs a little bit where I would like him to be. So you know, it's going in the right direction.
You're not feeling almost 39 then?
No, not at all.